Yes.
With sledgehammers.
And then we have the engineers rebuild the barriers.
Yeah, we'll just have the engineers do it.
That's fine.
So yes, welcome back, folks.
I hope everybody's week has been good.
Hope everybody's week's been good so far.
It's been kind of like a testing week, you know? This is like...
Yeah, it's the pinnacle of stress is yes. almost reached.
And then you keep thinking, oh, you know what? Next week is going to be fine. Because, like, I had all my stuff this week. Like, next week I'll just be chilling, not having that much work. But you know what happens?
You have that much work
you
and
have,
more.
You got... You just... It just keeps coming. Lily... Stop Snapchatting.
we
are on line right
so
now.
So addition Q. Great letter. Great letter.
Lily loves that letter.
I love this letter.
We're gonna shout out real quick Robert Newman for making us these posters every day. Every week.
They're really nice.
They're on my Snapchat story.
They're on my Instagram, they're on my Instagram story. Maybe one day we'll hang them, like in real life.
Whoa.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
That would be crazy. That's some like personal outreach right there.
So yeah, thanks, Dad. We appreciate it. We're glad you're listening. We appreciate all our listeners.
Also, Maddie Abramson and Emily Posner.
Thanks for
great listeners.
Thanks for listening. Yeah,
our number one fans.
We're happy to make you guys happy.
Yeah, we're happy to be here.
Happy
to be here and play some cues for you.
So what song are we going to start with today?
Well, the first thing that everybody thought was Queen, obviously.
Oh, I have a story. Okay, so the other week, like in August,
that's
the first week of August-ish, okay. I went to a Queen concert at MSG.
With Adam Lambert?
With Adam Lambert singing as Mr. Freddie. Mercury.
Yeah.
And it was probably one of the best concerts I've ever seen, to be completely honest.
I really love those old rock bands that get like a new singer.
Yeah, and he's been singing with the original members for like 7 years now, I think, 8 years. And their energy is fantastic. And
he should have won. He didn't win American Idol, right?
I think he did win.
He got second place.
Or second place. But he has that song like "What Do You Want From Me" that everyone knows.
Yeah.
Like, hey, slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of vibing.
You know who I miss?
Who do you miss?
Clay Aiken. Can we get Clay Aiken back on the air? Wait, I think he's right here. Clay! No. Get out of here, Clay.
Yeah, great concert. If you ever have the opportunity to see Queen, do it. Obviously, Mr. Lambert is
no. No, actually
Freddie
don't
Mercury,
see Queen.
But I swear to God, you close your eyes and like... It's
him.
Really close. Like, it's really close. He does an impressive job. And he's quite the performer. Very flamboyant. Very exciting to watch.
Nice.
Man can dance.
Boogie down.
Boogie down. So, yeah, what Queen song should we...
We're not going to do Queen.
We're not going to start with Queen. Nope.
We're going to start with... some of these other songs.
Okay.
God, I don't know any of these. No, I'm just kidding. I know all of them. I know. This one, all right. This is like one of the first songs that I ever learned on drums. Dave Grohl in Queens of the Stone Age.
All right.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
This is No One Knows by Queens of the Stone Age.
We'll be right back. Buenas tardes, señoras y señoritas. Aquí está el DJ Héctor Bonifacio Echeverría Cervantes de la Cruz Arroyo Rojas. Esta es la radio que sacó a toda la estación donde el rock vive y no muere. Vamos a escuchar un par de temas de Queens of the Stone Age. Primero vamos a escuchar First It Giveth. ¡Qué música impresionante, temible y verdaderamente ahora! Van a ver, aquí va.
So as you can tell, I've been brushing up on my Spanish.
Yeah. Cole was actually playing air drums through that entire song. So.
Oh, that song is so good.
Yeah.
Such a jam.
A great song. Great jam. Up next.
I'm very conscious of what I say now.
Why?
Because now it's been pointed out.
Yeah. So up next, we will be listening to Queen Nijah,
yes.
I believe is her name.
Queen Nijah.
I know very little about her.
As do I.
However.
But it's Q week, and you gotta stretch things out.
So this is Queen Nijah. The song we're gonna play is called Medicine, which she self-released, actually, in 2017, back when she was unsigned with anyone. And the song actually debuted at number 45 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Imagine that
list of
the song that comes from your own computer.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So becomes like, 45. You know,
you're chilling on GarageBand in your bedroom.
In your mom's garage.
And you make this little beat and it
drinking
comes
a, drinking a monster.
Number 45.
And
drinking
you're like,
a monster coffee.
No, I'm on the Billboard 100.
Yeah. Super casual. You know, a soft flex.
Hard flex. Okay, so this album cover right here is it's a black background and there's shattered glass across the front and there's a big shiny red heart that's split in half.
Aww.
Do you know what's spilling out of it?
Confetti.
$100 bills and pills.
Ooh.
What do you think that means?
The metaphor is deep. It's a deep one.
What do you think she's trying to reference?
Like little peep vibes.
Oh yeah. That's pre-peep, little peep.
Actually, it's post-peep. R.I.P.
Whoa.
If you don't know who we're talking about, you don't really need to, but...
You know what year it is?
2018.
It's one PP.
It's one PP.
So it's year one post-peep.
Post-peep. Lil Peep is kind of who I hold all my sad boy song standards to. So those songs when it's like 3 a.m. and you're alone and you're sad. So you listen to kind of like... spoken rap, but it's depressing.
Yeah,
that's
I don't know.
That's
I'm
the
not,
vibe
a, I'm
we're
not
talking
a little
about.
Peep kind of
yeah,
person.
And not a lot of people are these days.
There's
know,
a limit.
There's,
to,
a, few
there's
of us.
A limit to how emotional I can get.
Yeah.
You know, because I'll just like I've tried it a few times,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm like, wow, this is sadder than it has to be.
But it has to
Why
be,
does
yeah.
this have to be
and
so
then you just
sad?
Keep listening to sad songs and it makes you sadder.
Really?
But if you're interested in that,
really?
Check out Lil Peep on SoundCloud or Spotify. You'll understand what we're talking
if you're interested
about.
In sadness.
If you're interested in being a little bit sad.
Oh, so we didn't play it yet, so let's play it.
Okay, so this is Medicine by Queen Nijah. Enjoy.
You tell me you love me, but I ain't been feeling it lately. You say you love keeping me fly, but can't keep me from looking so crazy. Come in at 6 in the morning, where you been? Who is that texting your phone? Just a friend. Okay, my intuition never lies. There's nothing you can never hide. Already got the screenshot, so there is no need to deny. You've been creeping and freaking and sneaking like you'll never lose me. Steady claiming that everyone know we together, but you steady choosing. Swear I cannot win for losing. I've been out here being faithful. I always got this on lockdown, but that ain't been keeping us stable. So I guess I know what I gotta do. Give you a taste of your own medicine. Hey, yeah. How would you like it if I do the things you do? Put you on do not disturb and entertain these dudes. I'm a ride, I'm crazy, and you never have a clue. Give another guy everything that belongs to you. I'ma call up Brian, I'ma FaceTime Ryan, I'ma text Lorenzo, and I'ma leave you crying. Don't get it twisted, I can play this game too. How would you like it if I did the same to you, same to you? Now you're telling me that I should fight it. Why you be out here playing a victim when I ain't no one who been crying? Why this shit up? I can't take it. I want revenge, you can't fake it. Wanna see the look on your face when I drop my clothes and I get naked. Not for you, but for him. Now tell me, player, how does it make it feel? How could you play me when the love I gave was real? I even took you back and you still had no chill. Boy, you ain't gon' never learn. Play with fire, you get burned. I don't think you'll understand till I hit you where it hurts, yeah. So I guess I know what I gotta do. Give you a taste of your own medicine, hey, yeah. How would you like it if I do the things you do? Put you on, do not disturb and entertain these dudes. I'ma ride them crazy and you never have a clue. Give another guy everything that belongs to you. I'ma call up Ryan, I'ma FaceTime Ryan. I'ma text Lorenzo and I'ma leave you crying. Don't get it twisted, I can play this game too. How would you like it if I did?
Okay. Radio emergency.
Okay, radio intervention for a hot second. That song.
That song is literally.
We've heard that song before somewhere.
Yeah, who knows what that song is?
Okay,
who knows what that song is? Thank You Next by Ariana Grande.
Thank You Next by Ariana Grande.
What? They're exactly the same.
Wait, play a little bit
of it. Okay, I'm going to play a little bit of it.
Put it up halfway.
Oh my god. A little more volume.
I feel like we should just sing over the other one.
Thank you. I don't know. I think they're really similar.
We were sitting here singing Ariana Grande over that song. Apologies.
Jeez.
Had to just share that information.
Had to happen.
Anyway,
we had to stop the song so that we could give you that hypothesis that probably wasn't even true. It's our brains filling out the parts of the song that are not actually connected.
Anyways.
Okay, so this next one comes from a band called Quickly Quickly. My buddy Jack from my home of Middletown, New Jersey, showed me this song.
Shout out Middletown.
Shout out Jack Harrington.
Shout out Hack Jarrington.
He's an amazing bass player. He really knows
his
the bass.
Stuff, yeah.
You know? He's just always like. Or if like we're playing slap, he'd be like. You know? Yeah. Sibilance and implosion.
Okay, so up next we have Lesson on Counting.
Lesson on Counting by Quickly Quickly. From the album Lesson on Counting.
Enjoy.
Thank you. You know, I should have known if it was Jack giving me a song, then it would just be like a straight beat.
Straight beat.
For the entire song.
For a
minute. Just like...
So I'm happy to announce that the next song is by Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah.
That's a
kind
cue.
Kind of.
It's a collaboration.
We're stretching the definition of cue there. However,
let's stretch it a little further as we go on.
I'm sure many of you are familiar with the famous musical Hairspray.
Never heard of it.
It is one of my favorite musicals of all time, and I did it in high school in my junior year with all of my best friends.
Who'd you play?
I played Velma. She's like the washed up beauty queen who's
oh my god,
really mean, and she's a mom and like total piece of work. It was a really fun part. And my best friend Sarah was Tracy Turnblatt, and so I got to kind of like yell at her on stage and like attack her, and it was kind of really fun.
Say what?
And just, you know, call her ugly and fat and like stupid, which she's none of. She's absolutely none of those things. But it was a fun dynamic to work on with my best friend. And we had a blast, and it was super fun. That's one of my best high school memories, so now you guys know about it.
See, now I want to watch Hairspray again.
I love Hairspray.
It's a great movie.
That show is so fun.
Zac
if you have
Efron's
an opportunity
in
to be in it or see it or watch it, like, please do. It's a great time. So we're going to play You Can't Stop the Beat, which is one of the most well-known songs from the show.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to add?
I love this song.
It's so groovy.
So groovy.
Okay, enjoy. All right.
That was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of Broadway.
I'm really sweating now.
I'm really sweating now, too. We're over here frantically trying to find good songs right now.
That's,
we thought that we were okay, however, artist. We're not.
Okay, so we're going to do another little stretch here, okay? This one is by Post Malone featuring Quavo, which I guess works.
Which I guess we could consider it a Quavo song. Even though it's on a Post Malone album.
Whatever.
This is a classic.
This is a classic. Post Malone, I mean, in my opinion, his, like, three most popular songs. I haven't listened to, like, his recent things, so I don't really know, like, what's... Okay, I'm looking at it right now, and on the top is Circles. Do you know that?
No.
Goodbyes featuring Young Thug.
No.
Yeah, no, it's gotten a little weird. But from Stony, which was a great album... back in the day, back in 2016, he had this song called Congratulations on it. And Congratulations, Deja Vu, and White Iverson were all the exact
White
same
Iverson,
song
yeah.
with different lyrics.
Yep. Yep. I've heard you go on this rant before.
It's terrible. It makes me upset.
And then there's the whole aspect of Post Malone being kind of a country artist. Have you heard this one?
Oh my God, don't even get me started on that.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started on that.
However,
I'm not up to date on Post Malone, so I can't speak to his countryness or rapness at the moment. But this album was very rap, and this is very, very
posty.
Definitive of 2016.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah, very definitive.
Yes.
Of junior year of high school.
Sophomore year.
Sophomore year of high school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All
okay,
right.
So this is Congratulations by Post Malone with Quavo, but we're just saying
Quavo.
Quavo. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
My mama called, see you on TV, sunset done changed ever since we was on. I dreamed it all. Ever since I was young, they said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it. They was never friendly, yeah. Now I'm jumping out the Bentley, yeah. And I know I sound dramatic, yeah, but I knew I had to have it, yeah. For the money, I'm a savage, yeah. I be itching like I had it, yeah. I'm surrounded 20 bags, yeah. But they didn't know me last year, yeah. Everyone wanna act like they important, but all that mean nothing when I saw my door, yeah. Everyone counting on me, drop the ball, yeah. Everything custom like I'm at the bottom, yeah, yeah. If you quit winning, put your lighters to the sky. How could it all make sense when I got millions on my mind? Coming with it, I just put it to the side. Bought a sense of baby, they could see it in my eye. My mama called, see you on TV. Sunset done changed ever since we was on. I dreamed it all. Ever since I was young, they said I wouldn't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations.
Congratulations.
Worked so hard. To vacation, they ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it.
I was patient, yeah. Oh, I was patient.
Hey, oh.
Now I can scream that we made it.
We made it.
Now everywhere I go, they say congratulations. Young.
Yeah.
I pick up the rock and I ball, baby. I'm looking for someone to call, baby. But right now I got a situation. Number old Ben Franklin.
Cash.
Big rings,
champagne.
My life is like a ball game. But instead I'm in a trap, though. Paso big, call it Super Bowl.
Super Bowl,
caught up, get in the rows. Top flow lifestyle,
top,
Hacho and Post.
Yeah.
Malone,
Aye.
I got a play on my phone.
Aye.
You know what I'm on. Houdini is gone.
My mama called, see you on TV. Sunset done changed ever since we was on. I dreamed it all.
ever since I was young. They said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing. Look, we made it. Yeah, we made it.
Brings you right back.
Yeah.
To the time of Donald Trump getting elected. Harambe was a thing.
Harambe was
what else
around.
Happened in 2016, Lillian?
I was 16 years old.
Yeah.
That was a big deal at the time.
Oh, that was. All the Sweet 16s were happening.
Sweet 16s. That was so much fun. Back in the day, you had bat mitzvahs and like.
And then your quinceañeras. And then your Sweet 16s.
And then. Sweet 18s.
And then it becomes prom time.
And then,
You're old.
And then you're at college.
And you're like, wait, I was just at a bar mitzvah 30 seconds ago. Now I'm 20.
And then you realize that every night is a bat mitzvah. And it's.
Is it actually?
The girl's dancing on one side of the room and the guy's dancing on the other side of the room and everyone's listening to the Black Eyed Peas and Macklemore, you know?
That's what it's like to party at.
Anyway,
that's what it's like to party at Lafayette College.
I was doing some research today in the library, and I was digging around for some Q songs.
Yeah.
Hold
on one second. Okay.
Bless you. Preemptively.
No, yeah, I stopped myself.
And I found this guy named Quiet Luke, who. I listened to the one song we're going to play for you, and I really liked it. I think. I
can't really You can't remember.
It was earlier today. I think I really like the song, and then I checked out his other stuff, because the album art is so cool.
Yeah.
And, like, quite a trip.
Ooh, I'm going to look at it.
But his other stuff is kind of, like, heavy, like, a lot of kind of rock vibes, which isn't necessarily my genre or forte of music.
Okay, so it's like yellow on the top half. And then white on the bottom, and then it says "I want to go" in like weird letters, and there's like three different ones of them, and then there's a face, and everything's fake except for the teeth.
Yeah,
the teeth are real.
There's some really creepy album covers, but I was into it. You know, it's like the kind of like Mudlust kind of thing. So this is the one.
What's Mudlust?
Mudlust is this theory where like human beings, you know, when someone falls and you kind of like laugh.
Yeah.
Or like. Someone makes a fool of themselves and like secretly you're like happy it's not you.
Yeah.
It's that kind of thing.
How?
What do you mean?
Because you're happy that you're not Quiet Luke.
No. I meant the album art was like creepy in a way that was appealing, like to my inner demons.
I guess.
Okay.
I guess so.
Moving on.
No, yeah, it's kind of attractive because
attractive
of how bad
and it's
it
creepy
is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
exactly.
It's like, what is this?
Exactly.
So you want to click on it,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm. And then I did. So now we're gonna share that with you. We'll see how this goes. Maybe we won't listen.
Maybe
to
Maybe we'll
song.
Never listen to this again. Maybe he's totally forgettable. Quiet Luke with 71,000 monthly streamers.
But here we go. This is "I Want to Go" by Quiet Luke.
That was really cool. I actually really liked that.
I really liked it too. That's my final decision.
It was really high energy.
It's really strange to me though, because the rest of his stuff doesn't have that same vibe, like even a little bit. Maybe I didn't listen to enough music by him, but like I clicked on 4 or 5 songs from various albums and was surprised at what I heard compared to that.
Yeah, that had a lot of like momentum. Like I just felt like it kept moving, mm-hmm. you know?
It was a great song. Really check him out. Quiet Luke. He's quiet.
I liked it.
Okay, up next, some PSAs. Bear with us.
Did you know that if a fire starts in your home, you only have 2 minutes to safely escape? That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms and test them monthly. You should also develop an escape plan and practice that plan, so everyone in your family can get out in less than 2 minutes. A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families. But we can change that. Make your plan today. The American Red Cross has other tools to help keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more.
If you are a hurricane survivor, it's time to start your financial recovery. The first step is to contact your lender. Depending on your situation, lenders may agree to restructure the terms of your debt or defer payments of principal or interest. If you need help contacting your lender, call 877-275-3342. You survived the storm. Now start your financial recovery by contacting your lender today. Brought to you by the Federal Bank, Thrift, and Credit Union Regulatory Agencies. And Lillian Curry.
And WJRH.
And WJRH. Okay, moving right along. Up next, another random song that I've...
From a random queue artist.
I actually know this song, so yeah, there's that. This was, I looked up queue in my Spotify artists, and I had probably 4 artists with a queue.
They're
all explicit. They're all Q-tip.
Overtly sexual.
You know.
They're all Q-tip. They're all Q-tip. In different forms.
So this is Quincy Mumford with Thank You, which is just a cute little bop. I don't know. I don't really have a lot to say on it. It made it on a couple of my summertime playlists, if you were around for that. So you probably heard it a couple times.
I wasn't there.
Cole wasn't there.
I was not there.
But...
I was across the Hudson.
It's just kind of nice to pause and say thank you for the little nice things in your life.
Thank you.
Yeah. So thank you. That's kind of what this vibe is.
Thank you.
Here we go. Enjoy.
Can tell by the way that you speak your mind, and everything that you are, so sweet and divine. Ain't no other like your kind. I just won't celebrate. I won't thank you.
You know, we really love having this show.
We love having this
show. We want it to be really high quality. And so,
however, we set ourselves up for failure
by forcing us to know artists from every single letter in the alphabet. Have an entire hour of great music. So,
it's actually quite a challenge.
It is. So, some weeks,
bearing with us.
Yeah, some weeks are just going to be a little rougher than others, you know?
This
it's a little harder
example.
to find the ones that you like. And we could just play any, I mean, because there's a million songs. There's like unlimited songs that come from Q artists, but like we want to play good stuff. So it's hard.
But this means that next week is going to be super fun.
R.
Because R is a great letter. So stick
around.
And
we're not even going to preview for
we're
it.
Not
we're not even going to preview you what
preview.
We're going to play.
It's just going to be a great time. So come back next week, same time, same
and then
place.
S and then T. Oh my gosh.
ABCDFG,
it's about to be a good it's about to be a good month.
U
on the stool.
V
X. W.
I can't wait for X. I'm really hyped for X.
I think I have to not be here
for
that.
We're
going to
play XXX Tentacion.
For the whole thing.
For the whole hour.
I'm going to have to leave you alone for that one. I'm just going to go get
That's
something
like my fantasy. That's what this radio show is supposed
no,
to be.
No, actually, all right. The actual fantasy that me and Lily were just talking about is having like an actual radio show. Like that's our job.
We just go in for 6 hours a day, do radio, listen to and share music, hang out with each other, hang out with you guys.
And then that's our job.
But it's our job.
That's it. Wouldn't that be crazy? And also, how do you become a radio host? Like, don't you just, I think you
There's
just have to know somebody.
There's probably a YouTube video about it. We
can
look it up.
That YouTube video is probably wrong.
It's probably wrong.
They don't know what they're
How
talking
to
about.
Become a famous radio show host with my own radio show and my best
Easy
friend.
Easy method. Easy, quick method.
For dummies. but yeah, that's the dream. Pipe dream.
That's the dream. All right, so the next one shouldn't have been a stretch, but apparently it is.
Because
apparently you don't spell Questlove Q-U-E-S-T-L-O-V-E.
This is another moment where I'm in the library and I have this struck by lightning moment where I'm like, wait, Questlove. That's a Q. And then I go to Spotify, and on Spotify, he spells his name with a question mark as the first letter. So it's question mark U-E-S-T. So I kind of didn't know if that
question
counted.
Question U.S. Love.
Yeah, question.
All right, so this is going to be question U.S. Love.
Question U.S. Love. Should we talk about Questlove a little bit?
I don't have anything to say about Questlove. Do you?
He's a great drummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. He's a great drummer.
Yeah. His drum set is awful. He has like his own drums that he like sponsored, and they're like a super big ripoff, apparently, from what I hear. If you have the Questlove drum kit and it's great, I want you to tell me about it so that I can correct my words. But from what I've heard, it's a big ripoff and it's expensive and it doesn't sound good. But we're not going to hold that against him. We're not going to hold that against him.
So this is Mercy, the Roots remix. Questlove is the drummer for the Roots, if you didn't know that before. But yeah, so this is that.
This is that.
This is that.
Let's go.
All right, enjoy.
So sorry, not sorry to
sorry,
all
not
the...
Sorry, not sorry. We would like to make a blanket statement that today on the stool, we will not be playing Quinn XCII.
Is it 92?
I really have no...
I don't know.
Said,
I don't know how
like,
Roman numerals
Charlie
work.
Charlie XCX, Quinn XCII.
Are they connected?
No. It's just the Roman numerals.
Oh, wait.
Numerals.
That would be kind of crazy.
But we tried. We really... really tried to find a song
that was good.
That was good.
That's rough. That's rough.
Didn't go well.
So I apologize to all the Quinn XCII fans.
I know Quinn XCII brought me a lot of joy in the early days of high school. Me and my girlfriends would kind of go ham to Straight Jacket or whatever the other songs are. Summer, Kings of Summer. Kings of Summer, Worst, whatever. They're all, it's all music. You can listen to
it. Yeah, music is art, and no art is bad.
No art is bad. It's just not our cup of tea.
Because it's bad.
Because it's not, yeah, because it's bad. So.
With that point
being made, we also are picking for scraps right now.
Yeah.
In the best way, having a great time, obviously. So we've decided to listen to my mom and play some Quincy Jones because we can.
Because thanks, Mom.
Because thanks, Christine. We needed that suggestion, actually.
Yes. Let's hope it's good.
Let's hope it's good. I'm sure it'll be great. Mama Curry, this is for you. I hope you're having a good week.
Hi, Christine.
I miss you.
I miss you.
Here you go.
Oh, this is from Austin Powers. I just remembered that. Okay, we're gonna play it again. I never heard that little yell at the end of the song before.
Oh, yeah,
before.
The one where it's Cole.
The one where it's me and I go, Lily, turn my mic on so I can
scream. In a Quincy Jones song.
And then I go,
it's Quincy Jones feat. Cole Raymond.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Finally.
So we got to stop being so hard on ourselves because we had a good lineup here. Okay. We had a lot of good. We had a lot of good ones. We had Questlove, Queen Latifah, Queens
Quavo.
Of the Stone Age.
Quavo.
Quavo. And now the mother.
Now the mother
the
of Queens.
The mother.
Of course, we have to play Queen. I thought we were going to play it first, but we finally got here. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to switch it up right now, and I'm going to change what song we're doing. Oh. Because you know what I want to play? What's it called? What's it called?
Not Bohemian Rhapsody.
No. Oh,
Fat Bottom Girls.
No, yeah, we'll just do it.
Sweet Caroline.
We'll just do it. This is a classic. You know, everybody knows what it is. Signing off. You are
listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Lillian Curry.
And I'm Cole Raymond.
And this has been
the Weekly Stool Edition Q.
So yeah, hard eyes.
Hard eyes for Qs.
Hard eyes for.
Don't stop me now.
Okay, enjoy. See you guys next week. Same time, same place.
Myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world.
Listening to WJRH 104.9 FM.